I remind you that, of course, that this is the year 2020, right? And that's good to know, right? Because this church was started in 1823 by a man called John Masters. He lived in the area since 1810. And he was responsible for starting the work of the church, first in Crayford among industrial employees that made up the area, whilst Bexley Heath was still full of farms and orchards. John Masters had a bit of income, right, than the normal person at that time. And the Lord had also blessed him with an evangelistic gift. And so in early 1819, when the act of enclosure of Bexley Heath was put forward, Bexley started developing. Well, the act of enclosure was national, of course, but Bexley started developing and rapidly becoming a populated area, especially around what was then the old Roman Dover to London road. And so with the help of believers from around the area, Woolwich and Crayford, a group of people came together and they constituted themselves as a new church. They met at the cottage in a small square room until the old Baptist chapel was built in 1827 around the area that, of course, is known as the Broadway. Now, the pastor, the first pastor, was Mr. C. Collins. He was the first pastor. And the church remained in that old Baptist chapel for 76 years. And we continued, therefore, to meet there from 1827 to 1956, when the Co-op put that old Baptist chapel down to make the way for its shop. We then, of course, moved to Townley Road, but the stay at our Townley Road Baptist Chapel was short-lived. In 1970, the entire center of Bexley Heath was redeveloped, of course, and we had to then move again by God's providence to our present site. So that we moved here in 1975, right? And so we've been in this chapel since 1975. So that's our quick tour of 197-year history. Now, of course, I could tell you a lot about what has happened in the church. But I thought what I'd do today is just to read to you, as I go through the many minutes of the church, and actually they go back to 1827. I've seen a book from 1827, so we've got minutes. We're back there, and if you want to read them, do let me know. I read some of those. You read testimonies of how people were converted, how people came to know Christ. And I thought what I'd do this morning, to encourage us and to remind us of what God has done in the life of the church, is to read a testimony, actually, from recent history of a lady called Eileen Allen, who, of course, some of you know. And I thought her testimony is quite wonderful, not just a testimony of how she came to know Christ, but it is also, she says something about how she had seen the Lord work here when she was here. Now, this is Eileen Allen's story. She says, "I was brought up to attend Sunday school, and from early years, I understood the way of salvation. At about 13 years of age, I stopped attending any place of worship until spring of 1945. At that time, I was living in South Wales and was staying with a Christian family. I went with them to the Welsh Presbyterian Church at Sandfields. I was brought under a strong conviction of sin, and through the ministry there, I came to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior. A joy filled my soul, and I experienced much blessing during my stay in Wales. At the close of 1946, it became necessary for me to return to Bexley Heath, to care for my parents. I was much concerned about attending a place of worship and very fearful that within 6 months, I would be back in the world. My pastor had advised me to seek fellowship in a Baptist church. And seeing a board over the entrance of the old Baptist chapel in the Broadway, which proclaimed in large letters, "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are welcomed here." I was encouraged to enter in January 1947. I found the ministry similar to that which I enjoyed in Wales. And although the fellowship was small, it was warm and friendly, and the folk were very firm on the doctrines of grace. Although I knew that in the New Testament, baptism was by immersion, I had at the time no understanding of the meaning or need of believers' baptism. Gradually, under the ministry and teaching of the church, I came to understand this truth. And on Sunday 27th of November 1949, I was baptized in the old Baptist chapel and subsequently became a church member. The Lord has graciously allowed me to serve Him in many ways, in many areas of work, Sunday school, and women's fellowship. In 1952, the church was very low, and we seemed to be facing closure, but God wonderfully provided, and Pastor E.J. Wood took on the oversight. We had what we termed a new beginning. This brought into our midst Mr. John Allen from the church at Bromley, who came to help us at the time. Thus we met, and in November 1953, we were married. It has been granted to us to serve the Lord together in the church for 38 years, at the time she was writing. We have seen many changes over the years. There has been times of sunshine and shadow, but much blessing too. And we were able to rejoice in God's grace to needy sinners. It is wonderful for me to reflect that though I was so fearful when I first entered our chapel in January 1947, these many years I have been kept by the power of God. That's a wonderful line, isn't it? The fear especially speaks to us today as we meet in very uncertain times. But Eileen, who met her husband here, rejoiced in being kept by the power of God. And that's something we need to think about on our church anniversary today.